Bez Hashem, continue with Pelayoid's Shir number 9, where he says, "Lachen komashi yarbe ha'odom lasik b'tayir l'kayim mitzvaysof." When a person does the mitzvahs of Hashem, when a person learns more Torah, he creates a connection. Lahavdil, sometimes a person is playing, he's playing sports, and he says he's in the zone, or he says he's not in the zone, he's in his comfort zone. Lahavdil, when a person is learning Torah, when he's doing mitzvahs, he's creating this comfort zone of this relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the same is the other way around. That when a person is not learning Torah, and when a person does not do mitzvahs, he breaks that comfort zone, and he creates a separation between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's basically separating himself from this relationship with Avinu Shebashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like standing there and saying, I want to have a relationship with you. But the person who doesn't do mitzvahs, he's saying, Hashem, I'm taking all those gifts you give me, and it's a one-sided relationship. Hashem's the giver, the giver, the giver, and the person does not care to show any appreciation. And that's what he tells us here, that a virus that a person does, besides creating a mechitza, a partition, as the Gemara tells us, a mechitza shel barzel. When people do averus, what happens is there's a mechitza shel barzel, it's like an iron wall that separates the person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens now is that relationship is being destroyed. The relationship between him and Hashem, because of the averus, is being pulled apart. We're discussing here avas Hashem, how to come to love Hashem, and how to build that relationship. And when the person does averus, he has to understand what he's doing is he's pulling that relationship apart. Now, one of the ways, he says here, is to fix the problem. And one of the ways to make sure the problem of not ruining the relationship does not begin in the first place, he says, is to learn Sifrei Musar. U'mi'achar da'anan yasmi di'asmi. He calls us orphans, the descendants of orphans, yasmi de yasmi. And what he means is that we are like an impoverished generation where we don't have the great, great Mesorah of tradition. Of course, the Mesorah is there, but we don't have the leaders of like from before. So that's what we call like an orphan generation. The Lainu Mo'aid v'Rebinu Tumus Ashamois. We have lowered ourselves. When our averus is what's preventing Hashem from flooding us with all good, from opening those faucets in Shemayim and showering us with all the brachas. And it's difficult for people to be living on this level of focusing properly because of this lower level that we're on. Therefore, says the Pelagoyitz, how do you get back on track? How do you get back into the zone? How do you reconnect and recreate this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, learn Musar. Learn Sifrei Musar. And he gives a few examples. He says, for example, Kigoyim, but Sefer HaKadosh, Reishis Chochma, V'Sefer HaChosid, Shnei Luchas HaBris, V'Sefer Choyves HaVovas, V'Sefer HaBris, V'Chadoyma. He gives four examples. He says, learn from the Sefer Reishis Chochma, learn from the Shla Kodosh, learn from Choyves HaVovas, and learn from a Sefer called Sefer HaBris. Now, before a person learns and chooses which Sefer to learn from, we have to be reminded of the Sefer, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that tells us, Aseh Lecha Rav. Make for yourself a Rebbe. That applies to every single person. Aseh Lecha Rav. Someone recently asked me a question, a halacha question, and they said, I get all these different opinions. This one says this one says that. What should we do? So they were telling me about this difficulty. I said, listen, the first thing you have to do is find yourself a Rav. I said, That's up to you. Who you want to choose is your Rav. A Seilechor Rav. The Rav doesn't go and say, okay, you're my Talmud. The person has to say, you're my Rebbe. Once the person says, you're my Rebbe, the Rav will open you, welcome with open arms. It's the same thing here as well. Before a person starts choosing which Musa Sefer, speak to his Rebbe. She's to speak to a Rav and find out, the person who knows you, what is the right Sefer for you to learn? Ki hayiro nimsheches min ha'ava. The fear of Hashem is drawn, comes out from Avas Hashem. Ki lefiroi fa'ava mibnei ha'toivos. Because of the tremendous amount of love, when the person appreciates all of the gifts that we've been discussing that Hashem gives you, when Hashem gives us all these gifts and we appreciate it, then what happens is it brings to Yira as well. Yira and Ava, Yira compliments Ava, and Ava compliments Yira. And that's why a person should be learning Sifrei Musar. Essentially, he doesn't say to learn his Sefer, but we, Baruch Hashem, are. We're learning his Sefer, which tells us the importance of having this tremendous relationship. A person, unfortunately, can learn Gemara. He can learn Halacha. He can learn all the different topics. But if he doesn't focus, on the goal of that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can learn the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Shar Dalit, about Torah Lishma, and it can be an academic limud. If he's not focusing on building that relationship, of applying the lessons that are learned. So that's why it's so important for a person to take a step back, for a person to think. In this generation, thinking is not something which is, it's always do it, just do it, go faster, faster. The text messaging which we all use, which has tremendous benefits, has also dangers as well, because it trains a person's mind to have quick results. When it comes to building a relationship, whether it's with a person, or of course even more so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we don't see Hashem, we have to work extremely hard to create and to build this relationship by appreciating the Chasadim, by saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you Hashem, you are watching over me, you see all my actions. And we have to remind ourselves this every single day. That's why we say Shema twice a day, Midaraisa, once Midarabanan, before Kriya Shema Lamita. That's what he's telling us over here. That the more mitzvahs we do, that builds our relationship. A person does a various, he has to realize he's severing that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachman Litzlan. And the more Ava we have, is the more Yira. The more Yira is the more Ava. And the more love of Hashem brings us once again to more mitzvahs.